The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Breaking the backlog, Supervisor Don Wagner from Orange County is directing funds to clear a 30-year rape kit backlog. And he joins us to tell us about this story. Supervisor Wagner, thank you so much for being with us. Tell us what you're doing.
What we are doing is this. There is as much as a 30-year backlog on DNA testing for our rape kits. And we find that just unacceptable. The good news is the current rape kits are being tested and tested on a timely basis. These are some of the so-called cold cases, maybe as much as 10 to 30 years old. What we're doing is directing funds that are available to the county for public safety measures to be used to clear that backlog and clear it quickly. We're working with the district attorney, Todd Spitzer, who has grant funds also available to make this happen. And I directed staff to come to us with a plan to get this money out and funding this so that we get two things, closure for the victims and the opportunity to take predators who may still be out there preying on people off the street.
So how did this get this way? For one, on the outside looking in, to hear that there's 30-year rape kits that have gone cold and something could have been done on them, how did we get this way? Is government out of control that it would let such an important thing slip to the side, or is there some other explanation?
Well, I've asked that same question, and the answer is somewhat complicated and not entirely satisfactory to me. But the answer is that historically, lots of different police agencies around not just Orange County, but all of Southern California would have their own forensic labs, would have their own testing abilities, and would themselves do the work to investigate their cases. As it became more expensive to do this testing, and as funds for public safety dried up in some of these cities, there was an effort to consolidate all of the cases, all of the rape kits, and they come into the hands of the county. Well, at some point, it's just an overwhelming number, and prioritization, of course, is for the current cases, which did allow, once there was this consolidation, this backlog to develop. And it's time for us to get a handle on it.
Well, Supervisor Wagner, tell us what you know as far as what was done. In a case like this, let's take one of those rape kits from 30 years ago. What happened? Was an initial test done with that kit, or was nothing done at that time?
I don't have an answer to that on some of the older kits. What we do know is that the processing has in no way been completed. Whether it ever got started or not is a question for the jurisdictions that perhaps originally had those kits. Today, what we have is an opportunity to clear the backlog, to test those kits, to determine perhaps we're able to come up with DNA and find somebody who is in the system or has been in the system and is responsible for that crime and go address them. Whether they have been started or not is an historic question of interest perhaps to the jurisdiction. What I'm trying to do is get closure today for the victims.
What is the number that have been identified? How many of these kits exist?
There is no clear number on that yet. I've heard it can be anywhere as high as 1,800.
Do you think this should come as a shock to the citizenry of Orange County to hear that this type of backlog exists or these kinds of cases with more DNA testing on the samples could bring a result or a closure? I mean, what do we say to all the people out there who a perpetrator was still on the streets for 30 years and now may be captured or may have died? I mean, it just seems as if government isn't doing its job.
Well, Larry, I am not going to disagree with anything you just said. It should come as a shock because it did come as one to me, and it comes as an extreme disappointment to me. What I do believe, though, is that the opportunity to clear up this backlog will, in fact, bring the kind of closure that is necessary if, for example, the perpetrator has died. At least we know he is off the street. He is not continuing to commit crimes. If, in fact, he hasn't and is still out there, there is the opportunity to bring him to justice. Either way, I think it does help the victims to know at least we still care and are still trying to find out what happened and make sure it doesn't happen to anyone again. And I do want to say, and this also gives me one quick opportunity to say, we are currently processing them on a timely basis. And if you are the victim of a crime, please seek medical help immediately. It's tempting to want to take a shower. It's tempting to want to take a bath, I am told. But don't, because then you hamper our ability to find the perpetrator.
With that, going to leave it there. Out of time. Supervisor Don Wagner, thank you so much for that update on finding the money to put toward those rape test kits and to look at a case backlog that may go as far as 30 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.